Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Tragedy has struck the town of Evanston after a two-year-old ran into a street and was hit by a pickup. Nico Ringer was killed after being struck by the truck driven by an unidentified 19-year-old. It's believed the toddler was able to leave his home by an improperly shut door. The teen driver told authorities he never saw the young boy, but realized he had hit something. He immediately called 911 and tried to render aid to the child, but it was too late. An investigation is ongoing, but officials have said at this point, it doesn't appear that speed, distraction, or impairment were factors in the accident. A 25-year-old Arapaho man accused of shooting a man in the stomach after an argument over song choice has pleaded not guilty to all charges against him, acting U.S. Attorney Bob Murray announced Thursday. Ronald Jenkins was indicted by a federal grand jury on July 22nd for assault with a firearm resulting in serious bodily injury. Court documents allege that on January 5th, Jenkins and the victim were parked in a vehicle pullout on the Wind River Indian Reservation when they began fighting over a song on the radio, which escalated to Jenkins shooting the victim. That man was reportedly dropped off at the emergency room at Sage West Healthcare in Riverton. He was then taken to a hospital in Billings to receive advanced care for his injuries. Jenkins' jury trial has been set for September 27th in Casper. If convicted, he could face 10 years to life in prison.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Pal Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Pal Ace in downtown Powell.
Wyoming's highest court will take up oral arguments in the case of a Casper man who was convicted of felony murder in the fatal shooting of his mother. Andrew Wayne Steplock is currently serving a life sentence at the Wyoming Medium Correctional Institution in Torrington for felony murder. He's also serving 55 years to life on a second-degree murder charge, 10 to 15 years on a aggravated burglary charge, and 3 to 5 years on possession of a deadly weapon with unlawful intent. 12 Natrona County jurors convicted Steplock of the charges in November of 2019. Attorneys representing Steplock in the appeal process argue that a Natrona County District Court judge erred in denying Steplock's request to postpone his trial hours before it was set to begin. Steplock's attorneys further argue that he did not receive adequate legal representation because they did not prepare a sufficient case supporting his claim of not guilty by reason of mental illness. Lawyers with the Wyoming Attorney General's Office, who represent the state when cases are appealed, have flatly rejected those arguments. Wyoming activists have crossed another bridge in their hopes of getting two marijuana bills on the ballot for 2022, as the Wyoming Secretary of State approved the first 100 signatures for each bill. At least that many valid signatures were needed on each bill to get the ball rolling on their proposals for decriminalizing cannabis and legalizing medical marijuana. The campaign by the activists, which is backed by the Libertarian Party, as well as Wyoming Normal, is now cleared for a broader collection of signatures to get the measures on the ballot in 2022.
The senior strategist of the campaign, Christine Stenquist, has said there are a combination of canvassers and volunteers who will be working to make sure they hit the mark with the amount of signatures needed. That total number is 41,776 valid signatures from registered voters for each measure. The signatures will need to be collected by February 14th, 2022 to qualify for the ballot. There are only 12 remaining states where marijuana is fully illegal, and Wyoming is one of those. Marijuana is currently medically legal in 37 states and fully legal in 18. Despite the fact that Wyoming has failed to legalize marijuana in the past, more than half of Wyoming residents now say they fully support the legalization of it. In 2014, just 37% of residents fully supported the legalization of marijuana. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.